Om Shanti and good morning. Those at the back, would you like to come to the front? I think you can get better experience when you come to the front. Is it alright? Can you come to the front? So Om Shanti and very good morning. Today we have a very senior brother, Brother Rainer from Austria and Germany. Brother Rainer is the founder and coordinator of Baba's service, Baba Centers in Austria. And he is 43 years in Gyan. Very long time, isn't it? 43 years. And this topic today is self-confidence, quality, key to higher life quality. Is actually, practically, he has experienced this. In Baba's language is self-respect. So he's got a lot of experience and knowledge on this topic. And he'd like to share with all of us his life experience on this. He's gone round the world teaching this as well. He has spent 19 years teaching this topic in German and in Austria. And also he has been in psychiatry and psychosomatic for 30 years. So very, very experienced brother in this topic. So let us put our hands to welcome him. And I'm sure you will enjoy today's session. Thank you.
Om Shanti. And welcome to today's program on self-respect. I don't know where you all come from, but I came to realize that it's really, that topic is something which is mainly touching people from the Western world, actually. And I myself come from Germany and lived the last 35 years in Austria and Vienna. And I came to realize that this topic is very much connected with our family structure. Why? For instance, I gave once a lecture in Sirsa, which is in Haryana, next state to Delhi. And there were 200 to 300 BKs, Brahmins, together. And after my talk, 20, 30 came to me and said, "This what you said is exactly my problem." Huh? And I said, "Hold on." Huh? So I let come everyone individually into a room, and I checked if it is his problem. And you will be surprised, not one of the 30 people that was their problem. Why? Because it was in India, you know, and it was about 30 years ago. And India, 30 years ago, had from his family structure, it was very much a joint family system. Huh? So it's like father, mother, children, grandfather, grandmother, uncle, auntie, and what not, many, many relatives. Huh? So when the child was even a bit topsy-turvy, and mother and father could not give that child enough regard and self-respect, then it got it from the grandfather, the grandmother, the uncle, the auntie, and who else, huh? Was ever around in this great joint family. And I came to realize that self-respect or self-confidence is very much connected with our family structure. And what does it mean? Huh? I don't know where you all come from, but those from the Western world know that the ideal family structure there, father, mother, and 1, 2, 3, 4 kids, whatever, huh? Grandfather, grandmother, maybe in the old age place, you know, so normally not connected to the family, and that's it. But in today's Kalyug, it also means a mother alone educating the children, looking after the children because husband left them, huh? Or rarely the other way around. Wife left and father caring for the children. Huh? So it's always a challenging thing when one person has to look after the children in this way, and normally he has a job and he has another 100 things to do. Huh? But my experience in this way was that also in psychosomatic, that there was the other structure, was so-called joint family structure. Patchwork family structure. It means that there was a woman, she had three children from three different fathers. Huh? It's normally no problem, but the problem comes up when one father is very lovingly looking after his child, the second father every now and then comes, and the third father never comes. Huh? Then there's so much jealousy in the children, especially the one who is cared the most, everyone else, the other two children are very jealous on that one. Huh? And this creates a family dynamic which leads into many, many form of problems. Huh? According to my experience, having worked more than 10 years in psychosomatic. And I came to understand that the reason for lack of self-respect and lack of self-confidence is mostly that when we are little children, then our father and mother is like our God, you know. And all of a sudden, for instance, there is only the mom left. The mom has to work. She has three kids and is so much overworked that when then the children start to quarrel amongst each other or whatever, all time, the time being sort of restless and doing around, then it's easy that the mother, being stressed out, says, "Come on, you idiot, stop now. I can't stand it anymore." Yeah? And when the child hears this word idiot 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, it has a new identity, and that is, I'm an idiot. And so in this way, this little child starts the journey with a kind of self-identification, which leads into big problems growing older. Because all what is there in our life is still there in our subconsciousness, but it's like an iceberg. It's just floating around and you never know where it comes up. Huh? And in the same way, then this kind of lack of self-respect we develop, because a child doesn't know mom is really overworked. Huh? It just feels, I'm not good enough. I'm not okay. You know, in this way, a belief system starts to be established in the child. And then maybe the school notes are also not that good, huh? And then it ends up in a deep, deep inferiority feeling. Yeah? Because there's actually self-respect is the ideal stage, you know. That's what we are all looking for. Because perfect stage means we are experiencing all the natural qualities of the soul, all the powers and all the virtues, huh? In a complete way. This is what it is, this kind of karmateet stage, what we are all aiming for. Huh? But the problem is that it can be true or it's illusionary. Huh? So, for instance, I want you now to take one sentence into your thoughts, and that is, I love myself. You can speak it out loud, it's up to you, it would be better, but you can also speak it silently. But just go into, when you repeat that internally, this sentence, I love myself, feel, is this true for me? Or is it not true? Okay? Okay, slightly not. Maybe I would like it to be, but feel it. Go into your own feeling and repeat it that often that you feel, yes, that's true, I love myself. Or you feel, not quite okay. So just try it out, experiment. Because there are three human beings at the moment. The one has self-respect from birth on. The second didn't have self-respect from birth on, has always lack of self-respect. And the third category, they don't know exactly where they belong to. Self-respect or no self-respect. Huh? That's why I want you to find out now internally where you do belong to. Am I a person, a soul, who has all this life? I'm not talking now of last life. So, okay. Sorry to the translators, I forgot. I slow down now. So, we have to understand where we belong to in these terms of self-respect. Am I a person who has always self-respect? Then, when I ask you, how was your childhood, you would describe it to be excellent. I had a wonderful experience with my mom. She was very caring, she was very loving. She took me serious, she worked with me, she had time for me, everything. My father also brilliant, and whatever. Then you normally have a good form of self-respect in your life. But when you have even only with one part of your family, your parents, a problem, then normally you are not having this big self-respect within yourself. Because we take from our childhood things in our adult age. And only because the body grows old, the body grows big, it's not a guarantee that internally there is not a big little child sitting and being very scared. Yeah? And so what happens when we are in Gyan, and this is our inner reality? Actually, I had the fortune to meet Baba personally. As you all know, there was, till 88, there was a chance for us double foreigners to meet Baba personally. And Baba gave us personal blessings. And when I remember these days, then I remember that Baba had a technique. I observed that technique very deeply. And that was, for instance, he was saying, "You are Master Almighty." Then he turned 2 minutes around that title. When the Father is Master Almighty Authority, then you, the child, are also Master Almighty. And then he turned on with certain aspects, and at the end he asked, "Who are you?" And he wanted to speak us out, "I am Master Almighty Authority." And if we didn't do it, he started again the churning. Okay, a little bit in a different way, for this time only 1 minute, and then he asked, "Who are you?" And he wanted to speak this sentence, this title he gave us out. He wanted us to say, "I am Master Almighty Authority." Because when I spoke it in this moment out, it was making my blockage disappear in this aspect. And when it is one time broken, this blockage, it goes through. And then it allows me that my thoughts become feelings. Before, I think it. But because my subconsciousness is blocking the thought, that's why it's not turning into a feeling. And then Gyan becomes very theoretical for me. I hear every day from Baba's Murlis what I'm supposed to experience, what I'm supposed to do. And I really would love to do it, but it's not working for me. And the reason is because I have deep down a self-respect blockage. Huh? And so Baba gives us great titles, and I had that experience for 10 years. Huh? So 10 years I could not accept Baba's titles, huh? Deeply, you know. Like Baba says at the end of Navyakmuli, he says, to the Master Almighty ones, to those who are the great donors, to our, and I was thinking, and when is Baba greeting me? Yeah. So he greeted all of us, but some of us could not accept internally this greeting. And the reason is that in our childhood we had developed such an inferiority complex, or what is the other side of ego problem? Because self-respect turns into is an ego aspect. What the other side? Inferiority feeling or arrogance. You know, today Baba said, people today think I'm God. Oh, come on. How can we think we are God? What does it mean when I'm God? I cannot have the slightest problem. But those who say I'm God, they say I have this problem, I have that problem, I have third problem. So what does it mean? They are in big illusion. Because if they were God, they would not have the slightest problem. So it's arrogance. Nothing but arrogance. And this is the two same parts of the metal. Huh? So when I have lack of self-respect, I have either arrogance or I have inferiority feeling. And both is the same root. It's lack, is a form of ego. Yeah? So how many people nowadays in Kalyug say I'm ill? And when you want to take that illness away, they don't want to give it. Because they gain something out of that illness. Huh? So when I'm depressed in my family, then I can push pressure on the rest of the members. Be silent. I'm depressed. Be very silent. Don't talk to me. You know, you can put up conditions in this way. Yeah? Because you get something from your disease. Yeah? And that's why many people escape today in Kalyug into disease. And that's why when you really... I had once experience in psychiatry. I was working with one patient and I made a meditation commentary with her. And the more I gave the meditation, the more nervous she became. Why? Meditation makes you peaceful. But she became very nervous because that meditation was threatening her psychiatric system. So she would have to give it up finally if she really allows that to happen. But she got more from continuing playing her diseased part. And that's why deep down in our heart, sometimes we wish to bring a change in our life, but very deep down, we block it. We don't do it. We don't want it to happen. Why? Because as long as we are scared, more scared from this, as long we are suffering under the old stage, less than the fear from the transformation and change, we are not changing. We just know the discomfort of that stage. So we got used to it over 10 years, over 20 years. We know it's okay. Not the best, but better than nothing. Huh? So we might not want to change. We are so scared of changing. Huh? And yes, if you are asked, you say, yeah, I want to change. But what are we doing practically to change? Nothing. Our subconsciousness is not accepting the change. And in this way, we are not ready to change. And then we are not progressing, then we are not enjoying Brahmin life, then we pretend, and all the things come up after that. Yeah? And only really when we come to that point, why can we not get experiences when we have this kind of behavior? Why? If Baba would give us an experience, it would deepen that habit. Huh? That's why he cannot give us such an experience if it's not based on truth, if it's not based on inner deep acceptance. Because whatever Baba gives an experience of, we will do it more intense. And only when we do the right thing, Baba can give us an experience. That's why when we are many years in Gyan, but we are Gyan buckets, Baba cannot give us experience. Yeah? Because we just would deepen our bhakti sanskaras. But now we have to overcome bhakti. Yeah? We did it for 63 births. Now we have to overcome our bhakti sanskaras. And that's why Baba can only give us an experience. He is calling it when we have courage. What courage do we need? We need the courage to think something new. Because old habits means I think always deep down the same thoughts. And they have become sanskaras, huh? And these sanskaras are so deep that I don't have to think them consciously. When I don't think anything, then these deep negative sanskaras are activated. Yeah? And only Baba wants us to have the courage to create new thoughts. The thoughts Baba is telling us. But what can I do when my subconsciousness is blocking these thoughts? Yeah? I love myself. I don't. My subconsciousness is not accepting. I'm powerful, I'm not, because deep down I feel I'm weak. Yeah? So in this way, our feelings are our own creation, but it's more real for us than the knowledge Baba gives us, because I feel it. And because I feel it, I think it's true. But it feels only to be true because I created it in this way. I have repeated it so often in my mind that it has now become a deep, deep feeling and then slowly, slowly a sanskara. And we are now carrying sanskaras of 63 births of impurity with us, all kinds of levels. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I want to teach my subconsciousness, I love myself. What is the effect if I cannot love myself, no matter how long I'm in Gyan? I can be 50 years in Gyan, but what happens sometimes when I have these blockages? My subconsciousness cannot even accept to love Baba. Not only the self. When I don't love myself, I cannot love anybody else, not even God. I think so easy to love God, huh? Because he's so great, he tells me so wonderful things. But when I check people, I come to realize they are blocked in even I love Baba. And not after 3 months in Gyan, after 40 years sometimes. So it's a deep, deep problem we have to face in our lives as Brahmins. Huh? I give you an example of an experience. I met an Indian sister on a tour and she was telling me that she was going 1949. She was 5 years old at that time. And she told me she was passing the border of Pakistan to India. And she was traveling with 23 relatives. She was only 5 years old. 5 years. And on the border, they killed in front of her eyes 12 members of her family. And she saw it being 5 years old. And she told me later on, she came to Baba. And Baba gave her a very, 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 very long drishti. And all her pain was gone. And she got a new father and a new mother. because she had to look with five how they killed her on the border coming to India. So we have to understand that some things in our inside world become traumatized. And the traumata is there, but you can't control it. It just pops up on the places where you don't like it the most. In unloved situations, it just pops up. And that's why it's so important that we have to learn to change our inner world, to make this thought real. Because as long as my subconsciousness all the time says, I'm Master Almighty, I'm not. I'm Happy Soul, I am not. My subconsciousness is not changing. So, when you do it normally, now you can do a management course. And in this management course you learn that the trainer tells you, you get up, you stand in front of the mirror and tell yourself every morning, Rainer, I love myself. Come on. It doesn't change anything. My subconsciousness will not accept it. Yeah? You can tell it to you 100 times or 1,000 times. You will not love yourself. Because that blockage has become established in me, and it's out of my control. And luckily I found a method by which I could overcome it for myself. And this is now 34 years ago. And since that time I have a total different reality in my Brahmin life, because whatever I think, my subconsciousness accepts, and it turns into a feeling, into an acceptance. And only then I feel comfortable with these titles Baba is giving me. So it's not only that we can't love God, we can also not love other human beings in a pure way. Yes, we did it for 63 births in a new impure way, but not in a pure way. And not in a way which contributes to us and to our life. And as you know, all the other form of relationships turn into bondages. And the more bondages there is, the more sorrow we experience. So Baba tells us very friendly, only remember me. Because when we remember other people, we end up in a mess. Yeah? And the mess is that there is slowly, slowly attachment coming up, and Baba sees us busy with other people, and then no experience. So it's so, so very important in this knowledge to find a way to get rid of these creations of this life we are in now. Yeah? So, for instance, as you all know, I'm sure, can I see hands who is divorced in this room? Oh, very experienced people. You know, you must have experienced yourself that when it came to the split up, then we couldn't see the other. There is rose war, there's all kinds of things happening. We can't stand the other one anymore. But often we have children. Who has children from the divorce before? Okay? You have to find a way to deal with that. If you like it or not. And then what are we doing very often? Yes, we say, okay, we meet only because of children. And the more we do that, the closer we come again. But in a good way, because now we are detached from each other. We broke the attachment from the relationship, from being married. And the more distance we become to each other, the more friendly, the more harmonious, even maybe sometimes loving again relationship can come up. But the closer we are, the more difficult it is. You know, it's like in a swarm of birds. They fly in big, big swarms. But when they come too near to each other, their wings are touching each other and they fall. And the same happens when we come through attachment too close to others. I used to do also in grown education schools in Germany, in Austria, I offered my second topic was partnership in a new light. So I explained people that the real cause of why relationships, especially with partners, are not functioning is because we think us to be bodies. When there is a female body, there is a male body, there's natural attraction. But when we come to realize that is a soul playing a part through a female costume, and I'm a soul playing a part through a male costume, then it's like minus minus magnet. There's distraction. There's no attraction. There's distraction. But we are so used since 63 births to be attracted by bodies that it takes us long to accept that. Because we think, oh, this person, I feel emotions, I feel love, I feel attraction, all these kind of things, which were our life for 63 births. And the more we fell in love, the more we wanted to be together. But the more we were close and close and close, the more we wanted to separate. Because funnily, today, in today's world, is that those who are connected, who have a relationship, they would like to be separate, and those who don't have would very much want to have a relationship. So we are always wanting something else than what we experience, because we have the illusion that the other thing would be the solution for our problem, but it's not. So we have to remember what Baba says. It's not possible to have a long-lasting forever relationship with a human being. We can't have it. We try it sometimes, maybe, because we don't believe it deep down. Okay, my friend was divorced, and I was thinking, he was a beaker, and I was thinking, oh, he's lucky, because he got that experience, so he stays awake. No, he tried it again, but he didn't believe it deep in his heart. Okay. Some have to do it two times, three times, I don't know how often, until they come to the conclusion, Father is right. It's really true. Anyway. So, I just want to explain you, my method is an individual method. I normally work one by one. And this makes it a little bit problem, because you are quite a big group. Not that big, it could be bigger, but still, one to one, it would take me till probably over the end of my stay here to work it out with all of you. That's why, please, let's now try this exercise. I love myself. You can speak it to yourself loud, or you can speak it silent. Be aware that to speak loud is going deeper. So don't look at what others think around you, what they do around you. Just tell it in front of you. I love myself. You can also say it in your own language. It doesn't matter. So you only have to feel, is it true? Do I really love myself on the bottom of my heart or not? Is there something which, not 100%. You know, there is this thing of have you ever met anyone who was a little bit pregnant? Yes, you met? Little bit pregnant? You were pregnant or a little bit pregnant? No, I just want to make you understand that a little bit lack of self-respect is lack of self-respect. So just feel, when I say to myself, I love myself, does it feel true? Or I'm not that sure. So try it out now. The next 5 minutes you take, just tell yourself, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself, and feel if it's true for you. Okay, please start. You gone all into the silent mode, or you stopped? Just find out. Have you all found out already? Should we stop? Yes? Okay, then I want to see hands. Who felt that it's true for him? Who felt it's true? Good. Okay. Who felt it's not true for him? Oh, only two courageous ones, three, okay, four, okay. So, these four, I want to know what kind of culture you come from. Do you come from a joint family culture, or do you come from a small family culture? Those who had that problem, speak up. Joint, and you still have it? Oh, wow, it surprises me, but anyway. Six children. I see. Okay. You know, it's not really one way anymore, because India, for instance, is modern India now. And modern India is, there is divorce existing, there is all the things existing what we have in our Western world, because they want to become Western. Huh? We want to become Indians, and the Indians want to become Western. Huh? What a surprise. Yeah? So anyway, so can I now see all the fingers of all those, independent what you felt now, who thinks that he has in this birth from childhood onwards, he has self-confidence, self-respect. Can I see fingers? Okay. So can I see now the fingers of those ones who feel that from this birth, I all my life had lack of self-respect. Can I see? Okay, thank you. And now can I see the fingers of those who don't know if they had self-respect or not in this life? Anyone? Okay. See, to check with you, you can now check yourself. You know there is a kisnology, yes? It is like, I say, my name is Rainer. I am living on the moon. Okay, you all do that. You say, I love myself, and see if it opens or it doesn't. Huh? Is it going through? When it goes through, it's not true. If it's not opening, it's true. Huh? So, who found out it's true for him? Okay? All those putting up their hands felt now it's true. Who found out it's not true for them? Can I see fingers? Be courageous. Nobody? What? No, see, when it's true, then you cannot open it. Huh? My name is Rainer. I can do what I want. It's not opening. I live on the moon. No? I'm not living on the moon, right? Oh, maybe sometimes Madhuban may be like moon. But I'm living on the moon. Huh? Now I love myself. When it comes like this, then it's not true for you. Yes? Okay? Okay, I'm not using this technique when I work with someone one by one. Then I use pendulum personally, because pendulum tells me the energy. So with this pendulum, I see if this person is blocked or is not blocked. And you cannot unblock somebody who is not blocked. It's not possible. Huh? What should be the result? Huh? But when someone shows he is blocked, and I do the process with them, then afterwards they are unblocked. And then when they keep practicing for 2 weeks with the thought, I love myself, my experience is it never comes back again. But they have to do their practice for 2 weeks after that to do it. Hmm? So, yes, can we have microphone? Something when they want to ask questions? So, this sister there wants to ask something? Oh. Yeah.
My name is Carolyn, and I'm from United States, California, Anubhuti. When we spoke out, I love myself. I didn't feel like I loved myself before, but when I was saying it, started feeling like I did. So it was.
I would like to check you.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of not.
Anyway. Does anyone else want to say something? Please come forward. So, no, do with the microphone. Whoever wants to say something, please come. That it doesn't take all our time that until you come front. So whoever wants to ask something, please come. Okay. I see. Yes, okay. Thank you.
My question is a two-part question. Is self-respect is same as Soman, and is there a fine line between self-respect and ego? And in spite of hearing a lot of points of self-respect every day in the Murli, sometimes the self-respect points emerge as a reactive thing when you're disturbed by some situation which questions your point of self-respect. Say, I'm good enough and they are Shudras or they are in the Kali Yuga, I'm better. So does it mean that the self-respect points have not really percolated deep inside, that I'm using it more as a reactive mechanism. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I personally feel that there is levels, even I said a little bit pregnant, and see, like when we have more than 50% self-respect, 60%, 70%, whatever it is, then we are on that side that we can move toward the right, in the right direction. Huh? And but I think when we come into Gyan, then we have, most of us have a true self-respect problem, huh? Because we are mixing up that self-respect with ego, as it was mentioned, huh? And it was a facet of ego, and true self-respect is that what Baba tells us, all the titles Baba is giving us, all the qualities he is making us aware, what is my true quality? I am pure, I am peaceful, I am happy, I am blissful, I'm powerful, I'm knowledgeful. So these are the original qualities of the soul in this way. So all this is real, it's true, but the dominance maybe is the absence of all these things, because that we were doing now 63 births. So our kind of conscious level, when we always think it, then we are shortly in that stage, but the moment we forget, we fall back in our body conscious stage. Huh? So in this way, it's a process. It's not happening like that. That's why Baba said you become karmateed only at the end. He's not saying you become karmateed like that. I'm sometimes surprised when in Avyak Molis Baba is meeting groups, you know, and he said this is the almost last meeting, but in 1 week there is another, and you have time for 1 week and then become karmateed in this 1 week. So I realized that the effort is not connected with the time span. No? It's only a question of our determination. If we would be 100% determined and would really have that realization, because see, there's two things. One is we can have knowledge. Huh? For instance, we can get from libraries hundreds of books, all books contain knowledge. But then we can also have an experience. Yeah, but no knowledge about it. I give you an example what I experienced myself. Huh? And that was when I was very young, 15 years old, in school, one day a guy came and said, today we do an experiment. Huh? So we put all our hands on each other. And then one took it away, next, third, fourth. And my friend had 75 kgs and four fingers, one, two, three, four, and we lifted him up, each one of us having one finger. You might have also done that when you were young once. Huh? I experienced that one finger was my finger. That's why I know it worked. But even till today, I don't know why it worked. So I experienced it, but I had not the knowledge. I didn't understand why it works. Because I moved a lot in my life flat, you know. If I knew that, I could have just taken with a friend my cupboards like that, you know. I don't know if it only works with human beings or also with cupboards. Huh? But anyway, I just want to say I experienced it, but it never gave me benefit in my life because I never understood it. Or the other way around, I understand something, but I never can experience. And normally the reason why we cannot experience is because it's not true. Huh? But now we get truth from Baba, and when we have realized that, we know it has to work. And what's good about Baba? It's 100% sure it's not Baba's problem. It's definitely my problem if it's not working. Huh? Because you know the game in relationships. One says, you are responsible, and she says, no, you are responsible. And then we are fighting for hours who is responsible. Huh? But in Baba's case, if it's not working, I do wrong. It's not possible that Baba is doing wrong. You understand? Yeah? Because when we do it right, Baba has to give us the experience. And as long as we are not receiving the experience, it means we do something wrong. And if he would give us the experience, even we do it wrong, it means that then we would develop the wrong, even worse sanskaras, or still bad sanskaras, huh? Activating. Huh? And that's why he can only give us a deep experience when we do it right. And that's why he always inspires us, have the courage, be courageous, try it out in a different way, because you know now already 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, it's not working the way you used to do it. Huh? But we come to Baba and we try often to keep on our life like before. Huh? It's not working. We have to have the courage to do something else. We have to have the courage to think new, to speak new, to act new, to behave new, to be sweet. Huh? We have to experiment in our lives. But when we continue only that we do the same what we used to do before Gyan, in Gyan, it cannot work. Just cannot. And that's why it's so important for us to change this. I was wondering, I do a commentary afterwards on that healing, a healing commentary, and then I might want to give you time, those who are really interested, that I check them out if that self-respect is their problem. Huh? That's up to you if you want to do that, huh? But that I can only do one by one. Yes, please. There is microphone somewhere. Yes. Yes. Yes, but you have to speak in this direction. Where is the microphone? Does anyone know where is the microphone? At the back of the stage. Okay. He will bring it. He will bring. It works or no? It works for the people here. Just when it works, leave it here, then everyone can use it. Yeah? Okay, fine, yes. Now speak to everybody.
Om Shanti, brother. Om Shanti, everyone. This is my point of view. When the brother said, say to yourself, you love yourself. And I really believe that it's not just by saying, but it's by feeling that you should love yourself, because we are all Baba's creation. So who would not love that Baba has created? He has created us. So we must love ourselves. Am I right or wrong? This is how I feel, that I'm God's child, I'm Baba's child. And I have personally never felt that I don't like myself, or I don't like something about myself, unless somebody tells me, look, you are not doing something right, yes, then I would love to correct myself. But I always loved myself, I'll be honest. Not egoistic, not proud, but I just feel that from within.
But
and if I love myself, I will find that others are respecting me. And
but
therefore,
Sister, I would like to check you before you state why you may be not unblocked. You are not blocked maybe, and then it's working for you, because then when you think, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is especially for people who have a blockage in their self-love.
Yes.
When you are unblocked in your self-love, it's no problem. You think it and you feel it and everything is fine.
Okay.
And you are coming from the Indian culture, and the Indian culture is very loving. So that's why for you it's very much easy, but we from the West, for us it's not that easy, because we normally come from the small family structure. And I wanted today specially address those who come from this field of the world. Huh?
Just one more main point I wanted to share with them is that whoever belongs to Baba and whoever he has created or whatever he has created, we must love it. Because he's the one who's created us and we belong to him.
Yeah, I understand, yeah? But we all want to love Baba, and we also all want to be loved by Baba. That's why we came into Gyan, but with many of us it doesn't work. At least with me it didn't work for long. Yeah? And that's why I wanted to address it to those who have similar experiences. Yeah? Okay, brother, welcome.
Hello. Nick from... Nick from the UK. So everything is number wise.
True.
And so the drama reflects that. So in this birth, born in the West, family situation, and maybe lack of self-respect attached to family. Still the method is the same, Baba. Wherever I take this lack of self-respect, is like a big circle. I explore, 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 and I come back to the same place, Baba.
Yes. I understand, but as I told you, I also tried it this way. It didn't work for me, huh? And the reason is because I was blocked in my self-love, huh? And that's why I had to find a solution, huh? So when I find out that only 10 are blocked in self-respect, I can unblock them, huh? That's no problem. But when everyone is unblocked, I cannot do that, huh? So in this way, but this is a one-to-one process. It's not working in group. Because everyone has a different cause of it, huh? And has to do, it's an individual approach to everybody, huh? My technique. And that's why I can do it only one by one. I also cannot do it in public because it's very private, huh? So in this way, I just want to explain that we have to find a solution to free ourselves. And there are people from Western world who don't have that problem, huh? So I would, what was your experience? Was it a problem or not a problem? Self-love. Do you love yourself?
Today, nearly.
What?
Yeah, yes.
Yes?
But a lot of exploring, big exploring. Yeah.
Okay, so then congratulations. Huh? Then when you don't have that problem, it's not your problem, huh? And I wanted to help those who have that problem, because according to my experience, it is 60 to 80% of people who grow up in Western world have this problem. This is what I personally found out, because I do that also with locking people. Yeah? I do this unblocking. And so in this way, every third, fourth person has this problem. But the first and the second don't have it. Huh? So I would have to know with every one of you, do you have that problem or you don't you have that problem? Huh? So I wanted to bring that in for those who don't know if they have it or not, and for those who know they have it. Huh? Those who don't have it, congratulations. You will love Baba, you will enjoy your Brahmin life and everything is perfect. Huh? But if you have the other thing, you might not enjoy his Brahmin life as much as Baba tells us we can. Huh? He tells us everyone, every day, how happy we should be. But are we really that happy? All of us? Continuously, constantly, and not sometimes. When I sat in front of Baba, he said to me, finish the word sometimes here. Because everyone said sometimes. Whatever Baba asked, he said sometimes. But Baba wants constantly. He doesn't want sometimes, constantly, right? Okay. You want to say something? Okay, wait.
है शिव मामा के ज्ञान
To state more?
So, okay. So, so the experience here, and I value what you're saying, the experience here is with many techniques of identifying, okay, Nick, your problem is self-love. Thank you very much. And it's identifying the problem, but for the first time, the sense here is there is a real, real deep method. Is that sort of... And so I've been identifying self-love for 50 years as being the problem,
yeah.
But for the first time, a deep method. Is that fair?
It is real. As I told you, it's one-to-one. And so if you still have it, we can do it. No problem. You're welcome.
Okay.
So anyone wants to say something, please say. Yeah. I'm still here till 27, so I can remove it with some of you, because you are my family. So I want to help you not to struggle another 20 years. If that is your problem.
Om
yes.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I'm from Malaysia.
Yes.
My English is not very fluent. I hope everyone can understand.
Yes.
Okay. I came from a middle family. Malaysia is not like India. There is some culture is Malay and India. Means, okay, it's not so what. But we, 7 people, I'm the last. So, in the family, whatever we need to do, we have to ask. Not only the parents, sisters, brothers, everybody. So according what they say, we have to follow. Even study or everything. Once when the age come, got married, as their wish. And then after kids, we got kids, children. So I have to, I cannot go for driving. I went. Then it's failed. So I have to depend on people. People means my husband. After my kids big ready, then I depend on my kids. Then I don't know, for my... I feel like I'm not very low, no? How everything I have to need to depend on. So in my... I stay in family, I have to need some income. So I learn tailoring. I did my tailor class, everything, but still all inside, not out. So I don't know how to go out and do something. So at that time, whatever happened, the family or kids, I still hold, I never break up. See, at that time I didn't go to Baba. So at the once something happened, then I went to Baba. I took the knowledge. I just took the knowledge. I know I'm a soul.
Can you keep a little bit short?
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Do you have any question? Or you want to do
no,
your statement?
No, I just want to share.
Yes.
And I want to just tell how I am now with my self-respect.
Yeah, what is your self-respect
okay.
now?
At that time, it happened, then finish. When children's get married, we living in the same group. At the age of this, now I felt like their own family.
we need to still depending on them. So when this time I came to Madhuban, they never, actually I wanted to come, they never let me go first. How you are going to go learn? See?
Yeah.
So I said,
okay, sister, we have very limited time, 10 minutes left. So I wanted to do a commentary for all of you, a channel, and then those who want me to check it, I also want to do, and everyone will then run off for food. Huh? So, unless you have a particular question, then
no, brother,
it's not possible that everyone shares unless you bring it now to the point.
Okay,
what is your point?
I bring it now. So, this time I came alone.
Okay.
I came alone. So, I feel I got confident.
Okay.
So, at that time I'm thinking, why I need to, all the time I need help. So I deeply thought of it. Then now I got a confidence, self-respect.
Yeah.
By Baba. So every day Baba is telling, that time I never churned properly. So when I churned, then now I feel I'm confident, I'm proud of myself.
If it works, it's perfect. If it works for you, it's perfect.
Yes.
I don't want you to take away anything which works. Huh? So if someone has not found a method which works, welcome.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's do... Yeah, okay. You speak. Ah, no. He is from here. Okay. So I do now a commentary for us. Just 3-4 minutes. Very short. And then those who don't know if it's their problem, or want to confirmation it is my problem, or want to know it's not my problem, I'm ready, okay? To do it for you. It takes only normally 1 minute, then I know if it's problem or not problem. Yeah? Okay. So you can close your eyes. I turn my thoughts within. I become aware that I'm a human being, a soul. And in this life, I was choosing two souls for my life. One was my father of this life, and one was my mother. I might have been not content with my parents, but now, being in Gyan, I realize that I was choosing them, no matter how uncomfortable I might have felt with them, because they were my karmic accounts, and because of that they became my mom and my dad. I was choosing them. And so I am responsible to who was my mom, and whatever I experienced through her was also the decision on seeing my life before. So normally we are making excuses. We say the circumstances were responsible, or we say the people around us were responsible. But when I leave my body, I don't have any excuse anymore. I know I have done that, whatever I see. And I have to accept it, no matter how uncomfortable it feels. And that's why when I see strange things from my last birth, I might have decided to take a handicapped body. I might have decided to choose a father which gave me a lot of sorrow, or a mother which gave me a lot of pain. But it was my choice. And now, as a BK, I understand that I am fully responsible for whatever happens in my life. And now, I forgive my mom whatever she caused to me in this life. And now, I see her as my soul brother, just playing her part. Even when I was young, she might have created hell for me. But it was my choice to fulfill something or what I have created myself. So I am responsible for everything which happens in my life. And now I forgive myself from the depths of my heart. And I forgive my mom from the depths of the heart, whatever harm she caused to me. And I forgive my dad from the heart, whatever pain he caused to me. This is now past, and past is past forever. If they have known better, they would have done better. And that's why I want now to be this past, to stay past, because Baba is only in the present. He doesn't know past. He doesn't know future. He's only in the present. And so let me create now present the best. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.